Everybody's saying it.
Bring on the girl!
And everybody's singing it.
Bring on the girl. Here's the deck for action. Bring on the girl. There's the main attraction. Why does the sailor go to the USO? Not 14 days. So if you're smart and have a heart, give Veronica Lake. Bring on the girl.
From Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you this special radio preview of Paramount's tune-filled, laugh-packed Technicolor musical, Bring On the Girl,
starring Veronica Lake as a cigarette girl who has something all the boys want, and cigarettes, too.
Sonny Tufts is a seagoing wolf who has eyes for no one but girls.
Eddie Bracken is a poor little rich boy with $200 million and no sense.
Marjorie Reynolds is a singing, dancing dream in Technicolor.
And for good measure, there's Spike Jones in his city slickers.
Plus hundreds of luscious lovelies in an eye-filling glamour parade.
Now, here is a quarter hour of comedy highlights and hit parade tunes from Bring On the Girls, with Sonny Tufts acting as master of ceremonies to introduce his co-stars, Veronica Lake, Eddie Bracken, and Marjorie Reynolds. Here he is, Sonny Tufts.
Bring on the girls!
Thank you, thank you. Well, folks, it seems that the general idea is to bring on the girls. So here are a couple of dozen extra gorgeous ones. Lovely Marjorie Reynolds surrounded by a chorus of pinup beauties asking, how would you like to take my picture?
Who is your favorite pinup girl? Is it Polly Goddard? Betty Hutton? You're probably a fan of Dorothy Lemoore's. If you haven't got a pinup girl, why couldn't I be yours?
How would you like to take my picture? How would you like a souvenir? You can put it in the locket that you carry in your pocket when I'm not near. I'd love to have you have my picture, looking at you each time you write. I'd love to be the lucky person that kisses you goodnight. Get your camera, Jack, and step right back while baby poses for you. Let the shutter click, that should do the trick, cause your baby looks sweeter in 60 millimeter. It'll be signed with love and kisses to a guy in navy blue. How would you like to take my picture
home with you?
Marjorie, that was terrific. You know, folks, in Bring On the Girls, I play a struggling young lawyer named Phil Norris. Eddie Bracken is my number one client, a poor little rich boy named J. Newport Bates. What a handle, J. Newport Bates, and what a guy. He's dizzy from all the rides he's been taking on by dames with itchy fingers for all that cold cash. But J. Newport finally wises up. After his 13th love affair goes boom, he decides that love and $200 million don't mix, and he tells his family,
I'm sick of having people like me for just what they can get out of me. That's why I'm going into the Navy.
But, my dear boy, how's this going to alter the situation?
Well, in the Navy, nobody will know who I am. I'll just be one sailor among a lot of sailors. I won't be J. Newport Bates. I'll be Seaman Bates. And if anybody likes me, it'll be because they like Seaman Bates and not my bank account.
And that's where I come in. His family decides that I've got to join the Navy, too. Rating? Nursemaid.
Well, we've been explaining to Mr. Bates that you and he are going to be shipmates.
Do you want to go in the Navy, Mr. Norris?
Well, he'll be delighted.
Delighted.
Well, then I suppose I'll have to give in. But I feel awfully silly going off to war with a guardian.
Well, as long as I'm going to the Navy to take care of you, I think I ought to tell you that I can't swim.
I can't either.
Well, I guess the only thing for us to do then is just to keep away from the water.
You should see the stars that twinkle when the night begins. All the sailors sit around and watch the waves rolling. Uncle Sammy hit Miami, and he's got the situation well in hand. Uncle Sammy hit Miami. Yes, the stars and stripes are flying in Miami. Uncle Sammy really started quite a boom down here. He's the man you gotta see to get a room down here. Uncle Sammy hit Miami, and his relatives are getting mighty fair. Uncle Sammy hit Miami, situation well in hand.
All right, men, pile up. Let's go.
Boy, what a break. Stationed at the best hotel in Miami.
Say, when the Navy took this joint over, do you think they left any dames in the rooms?
Yep, there we were, stationed at the best hotel in Miami. But is J. Newport Bates happy about it? We hardly get our noses stuck into the joint when he ups to the chief petty officer.
Pardon, sir, but do you think this is going to work out all right?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, this place looks almost too comfortable. After all, aren't we supposed to get hardened up?
Well, we weren't going to start hardening you up until six bells.
Oh.
But seeing as you can't wait, I've got a nice big storeroom that needs to be swabbed. And this looks just like the crew that can do a real swell job. Where, Hathaway? Fix that neckerchief. Take that cigarette out of your mouth. Now follow me and I'll show you where you get your gear.
A very funny fellow. In fact, the gang loved Jay Newport Bates so much, they'd gladly break his funny bone. Sometimes, to get the heat off Jay, I'd have to turn on the heat in another direction. Like this.
Now, Ella wants a dancing girl that started getting fat and every day brought 3 more pounds to Ella. Till one day she lost her job just because of that. Then to make it worse, she lost a fella. So she sailed to Egypt to forget. How about they liked her so much that she's there yet? If you hear of a girl that can wiggle and shake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, whoa. That's Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like them plenty that way out there. She's got the eyes of all the camel encouragers. Why, she does a dance with certain parts down by the River Nile, which make all the boys take their old sweethearts and throw them to the crocodiles. And every sheik in the audience rises and offers his love intense, but they can't get the boys' base with that girl, no sir. She tried to kidnap her once, I am told, but she shook so much that he lost his hold. Sorry. The boys stand around, but she plainly states she doesn't care a fig about dates. So the sheik, he wrote a royal note, signed with his royal fist, which said because of the dance she did, she was on his royal waiting list, and that's how fame from a song in the world came at last to a Brooklyn girl, to our Egyptian Ella.
Oh, yes. Very nice, that Ella. Well, I keep on playing nursemaid, but one night when Jay Newport and I get off duty...
Say, Phil... Look, I'd rather you didn't go out with me tonight.
Well, okay, but you got to be in by 11 o'clock.
But liberty lasts till 1.
Listen, if you're going to go out alone, you got to be in by 11 o'clock. Nobody gets in trouble before then.
Who do you think you are, my mother?
Yeah, I let him go, and that was a mistake. The kid wanders into a night spot called the Coral Club and finds himself up to his neck in pin-up girls. And there's an especially gorgeous dish singing...
You moved right in, hit me like an ice cold shower. You moved right in, you with all that magic power. I knew the minute I saw that silly grin. I knew it wouldn't do to say no, baby. So, baby, you moved right in. Seemed to have no qualms about me. Nice, how you've been. You just put your arms about me. Instead of using my head, I lay with my chin.
Minister One, that's the last time I let you out alone again.
But, Phil, wait till you hear I met her. I met the girl.
I knew I never should have let you go.
But she's sweet and beautiful and lovely and she's good to her mother.
Was she a hat check girl or a cigarette girl?
What makes you say that?
The first time I let you out alone, you come back hooked.
What, Phil? You're jumping to conclusions. She's a swell girl.
Hooked is right. I go to see this sizzling cigarette girl that's got Jay Newport smoking. And, brother, I can't blame him. Her name is Veronica. She's a beautiful, blue-eyed blonde. So beautiful that Jay doesn't know if he's coming or going. And when she gives him the come-on like this...
This is so nice. But somehow I can't help but feel a little sad.
You do? Why?
Well, in a few weeks your training will be finished, and then you'll go on active duty, and I won't see you anymore.
I was afraid you'd think I was rushing things a little.
Oh, I don't. I mean, with the war and all, people have to rush things.
The only trouble is I lied to you. Oh, not out and out, but I let you think there was something that wasn't so. I told you I worked in the factory. Well, I owned the factory. Well, I'm no different than I was a moment ago. I'm exactly what you thought, only I've got $200 million.
Well, I'm not going to let that stand in our way.
Yes, sir. Veronica had taken the little guy for a lake ride. And the funny part of it is, even knowing that she's out to marry Jay for his money, I fall for her, too. But when I tell her, I'm not going to let you throw yourself away on Jay.
Philip, darling, when a woman marries a man worth $200 million, the term is not throw yourself away. It's amalgamate or merge.
And when Jay finds out I've made a play for this girl, he really hits the ceiling.
This is a mean trick, Phil, and I won't forget it. From now on, you and I are washed up.
I guess you're right. I can't compete with you. You've got what she wants, and nothing I can say will do any good anyhow. So be good to her, and if she cries, wipe her eyes with $1,000 bills. Well, that's the spot I'm in. Jay is mad at me. His family is mad at me. The only girl I ever loved won't even give me a chance. So what do? You guessed it.
I'm gonna hate myself in the morning for what I'm doing tonight. And when I scrub that deck, give the mop a shove, my mouth is gonna feel just like a motorman's glove. And when the petty officer greets me, I know I'll be a horrible sight. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning for what I'm doing tonight. I got the boozy, boozy, wonderful feeling. Gonna get as high as a kite. I'm gonna live tonight. I'm gonna shout and sing. I wake up in the morning with my head in a sling. I got a girl that needs to be told off. And boy, I'm gonna tell her off right. But I'll hate myself in the morning for doing what I'm doing tonight. But I love it for doing what I'm doing tonight. Bubbles. For doing what I'm doing tonight.
Thank you, Sonny Tuck.
Bring on the girls. Here's the deck for action. Bring on the girls. They're the main attraction. Why does a sailor go to the USO? Not for tea and cake. So if you're smart and have a heart, give Veronica Lake. Bring on the girls. That's the favorite war cry.
Well, folks, our time on the air is up, and our special radio preview must end. But we know you'll want to see how Veronica Lake, Sonny Tufts, Eddie Bracken, and Marjorie Reynolds straighten out their topsy-turvy romance in Bring On the Girls.
So bring on the girlfriend to get an earful of hit parade tunes.
Bring on the boyfriend to get an eye full of glamorous girls in glorious Technicolor.
Bring on the whole family to get a heart full of hilarity and side-splitting laughter when they see...
Veronica Lake.
Sonny Tufts.
Eddie Bracken.
Marjorie Reynolds.
Spike Jones and his city slickers in...
Bring on the girls.
This program came to you from Paramount Studios in Hollywood.